What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This special episode, the foundation continues of the women's basketball class coming in before COVID happened. Eddie Greer III hosts this podcast. Thank you so much. We're tuning in to this episode of Kansas State Podcast, all things Kansas sports, where that is women's basketball, baseball, track and field. I am recording this special on Wednesday. See, I'm thinking it's Thursday. It should be already Thursday because I got one more week of work, and then it's officially the weekend. Here I am thinking, oh, damn, it's a weekend. No, it ain't. not yet, anyways. I get a three-day weekend, obviously, culminating with the Garmin Olathe Marathon on Saturday. That is the big event for EG3. Obviously, there's baseball and Drake relays for track and field here as well. But turn our attention, this project, since I recorded the opening episode, was it Sunday or Monday? I didn't post it that night, so it's gonna carry on through the weekend. so tonight will be what, part two? Yeah, part two. Then Jalen, this episode about the core here, well, about to talk about Jalen Glenn for a little bit. He on tomorrow, then Ayoka Lee Friday night, and Serena Sundell will be on Saturday. So if I forget, we continue to be pushed back, but that's what it is right now. We're taking one last look, kind of an overlook at this class, which quite frankly turn this program around. This K-State women's basketball program, Jeff Mitty coming on board. I should have started with him first, but Jeff Mitty coming on board. This team has been competitive, obviously, but Jeff Mitty just finished up his 11th season as the K-State women's head coach at Kansas State. Another postseason run, obviously, in a little heartbreak there in the Sweet 16. That's the furthest a women's team has gone in a tournament since 2003, and Jalen Glenn was part of that resurgence therein. Look, again, I'm not going to get tired of saying this because I started this podcast when the craziness happened several years ago, right? I was back in Manhattan, Kansas, and this idea of... this old idea of doing a K-State podcast in general. I was already doing a NASCAR podcast at that time anyway, so I was already doing that. Figure, you know what, you had this idea. Well, let's just go out and just reach out some more uncomfortable zone and do a podcast on K-State sports. Football and basketball, men's basketball, preferably. Not just those two, but let's just try to cover everything. Because there's a lot to talk about, and we're coming to the off season. Not we still have what, another month, maybe 2 months and change left before the K-State athletic calendar year is over there as well. So it reminded me of that. And Jalen Glenn, one of those players. I think she, if I remember correctly about Jalen Glenn, I think she started. She started both sophomore. She started sometimes there, and she was hot and cold. I know I jumped a year there. Sophomore, she was hot and cold. But she's been always a tremendous defensive player, Jalen Glenn. She has really grown. So has this podcast, but she has really grown, and she is in. Again, you take Ayoka Lee out of the equation, she is my second favorite player on this team. I know Alex mentioned it on one of the bonus episodes of the Pearl Project podcast, which I still need to post that. Not that one, but we did a recent one, a fresh one, which is not up yet as I'm talking to you guys. So I guess, like I said, by the end of the night, I need to have those two episodes up and going along. But yeah, Jalen Glenn has made super strides. She's always been a stud defensively. Yeah, but her offensive game really turned up a notch there as well. Jalen Glenn played 138 games. That is second among in K-State history. That is amazing. And third in school history for career starts. Yeah, And so I might have to walk that back a little bit. She says it's up and down a little bit. Well, 135. So she did. I can't see. That's how far it goes back a little bit. But yeah, so Jalen Glenn must have started a lot as a freshman. Yes. So there's that there. The minutes played. Over 4,000 plus minutes. 27th program history for career points. Just a shade over 12,000 points. 46th player in school history with 1,000 or more career points. 19th in school history in career rebounds, 617. See, this is a player that evolved over time and became a big contributor to why K-State women's basketball is the way they're set up right now. Obviously, the team's going to be different next year, but she, her twin sister, Bradley, we talked about her already early this week, Ayoka, Serena, the key transfers, they have made it what it is. And it's going to be up to Jebmity. So obviously bring in a stud of a class, transfer class, transfer portal class, and a freshman class, in a recruiting class too. That's supposed to be pretty good. So again, but Jalen Glenn, watching over time, she just got better and better every year. And I think one of the game, I think her junior, senior year, she carried, I've said this over and over in the podcast, this is the Pro Project Podcast, All Things Kansas State Sports. Eddie Greer III, the foundation continues here on this podcast. And I said numerous times, the team just ain't focused about Serena Sundell or Ayoka Lee. Any of these ladies can go off and carry a team a night. Like a Taryn Sides, a Casilla Sanchez, Eliza Mulpin, Gabby Gregory, Tamara Poindexter, Kennedy Taylor, the list goes on and on and on, right? And Jalen Glenn did it in the Kansas game earlier this year in Lawrence there. Hit, what, 5 or 6 threes in that game? See, the cast of characters. This is what I'm talking about right here. The cast of characters can carry a team. And Jalen Glenn, over time, just got better and better there as well. Speaking of threes, 8th in career 3-point field goals made with 227. That is 7th in program history there. Seventh in program history in attempts, 3-point attempts there. First player in school history with 200 or more 3-point field goals made and 200 or more career steals. Like I said, this lady was just stealing left and right all over the place, and she got snubbed. I think it was after her sophomore year. I believe it was sophomore year or freshman year, whatever that was. She got snubbed for defensive, all Big 12 defensive first team. No way she should have been left off there. No way, no how she should not have been left off there. So, the stats back it up for damn sure there as well. So again, she became an all around player for this basketball team there as well, and obviously, just honorable mention this year, Big 12 honorable mention this year for Kansas State, logging in over 11,000 points. That's a 32-minute clip there for her. Let me see here. I can point out one more other thing here real quick. Because, like I said, I can go right down the line here. We'll just do with the postseason since it's recent. 10 points. Against USC with 2 steals there. Let me see. 9 more points before that in the upset win over Kentucky. So, the Glenn Twins, again, I wish Riley would have came back to Kansas State to use that last year eligibility to play at Kansas State. But, hey, again, we're in a transfer portal. it is what it is. I'm fine with that. Riley Glenn once, and as we mentioned on that, if you have not listened to that episode, go back and listen to that. She is now using the eligibility to play at the University of Minnesota, which, ironically, I better not say that yet. We're going to say that for after this weekend, because as I'm talking right now, the summer is starting to shape up, and I'll mention this on the, I'm going to record the EG3 podcast here in a little while. Summer, it could be legendary. Let's could be epic. Let's say that is Saturday could be epic as well. So I don't want to look too far ahead yet. We still got 26 miles, 26.2 miles to go. And again, crazy stuff happens in these marathons, and I'm very aware of that. But more on that, I'm about to record that podcast in a little bit anyways. But Jalen Glenn, just awesome. I wish she had another year here again. But again, time flies. Hey, that's why you got to enjoy these players while they're on your team. Because once it's gone, you know the old saying, it's gone, right? So, but Jalen Glenn, just an outstanding career at Kansas State. In Manhattan, Kansas, for sure. And I don't think she put her name in the WNBA draft, though. I don't think so. We would have heard it, for sure. So, I know she's going to support her twin, Bradley, in Minnesota, for sure. So, but Jalen Glenn graduated, so her eligibility's up. So, we don't have to worry about that. But that's a little bit of inside look at Jalen Glenn here on this podcast, here tonight, on the Pearl Project Podcast, All Things K-State. Ayoka Lee, I record that. I'm going to probably record Ayoka and Serena tomorrow. Get those knocked out for you guys and have that queued up for you guys as we get about to head in the weekend. Because one more work day for me, it's going to be officially the weekend. It's already race week anyway. So I'm looking forward to getting to Thursday, get to work and get it out of the way. So this has been a long week for whatever reason. I don't know. Maybe because I'm finally at racing, which I have not raced that much this year. So maybe that's probably part of it. I don't know. It's been a wacky Wednesday. Let me say that. But anyways, nothing wacky about Jalen Glenn there becoming an all-around player for Jeff Mitty in this K-State team in the last 4 years. And we're definitely going to miss her for sure in Manhattan, Kansas. Pearl Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. You can get it where podcasts are found on Freedom Bell daily. A chance to record Kansas State content. This is your very first time listening to an episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day or evening to listen to this podcast. Like or cheering, I'd advise you to go hit the subscribe button, like, hit the alarm bell every time I upload content daily. Yes, sir, including the weekends, including Saturday morning while EG3 is trying to take down Olathe. Y'all be first to know about it there as well. Second thing, I mentioned the Podbean app. Podbean app. Download the Podbean app tonight or today, whenever you listen to this, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. And by the end of the night, I should have two fresh episodes up on the EG3 channel, GRIER number 3, EDIE Prosperous Podcast. That's where you're going to find myself and Alex Aiden, who my co-host for the podcast, there on that one. And third, make sure you tell one big K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast. That's going to wrap things up on another episode of The Foundation here on the Pearl Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. Alex Aiden out there in Santa, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from an overcast, which has been raining on and off here today on this Wednesday, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports.